This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Excited today. Do I use that word a lot, Tom?
I don't think that I do.
Not really.
It's a phrase that the kids use a lot.
Super excited. Hey, Dad, super excited.
As opposed to the ordinary excited, you're super excited.
So their enthusiasm has rubbed off on me, but I'm super excited for two reasons. One, we're going to the fair. And we're going to be at the fair not one, not two, but 3 days with What's on Your Mind. And we're doing not only What's on Your Mind, we're also doing an after-the-show show. So I'm excited. I'm pumped. And if you're coming to the fair, I hope you'll find us and partake in that. Okay, so tomorrow we'll be on the Dakota Flicker Tail stage with the show. Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. You're going to ask your questions right there from the fair. You come up during the show, boom, we're going to give you priority. Ask a question. Anything. Go. And I'm sure there's all kinds of, people of different political persuasions that'll be at the fair. It's a place you start sort of having conversations with folks. Even though Todd and I started that group a few years ago, the fair is for food. Wasn't that our group? We were running
that
around
in t-shirts. I still have those shirts someplace.
That's a great idea because they were doing signature gathering for some crazy idea. I forget what. But anyway, Todd and I said, no, fair is for food. And but there's still people have booths, and they're doing their thing. So there'll be people who disagree with Congressman Cramer's point.
Fairs are not for being ambushed, though.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can go to the booth, and then you choose whether you want to pony up to the booth and have a conversation.
Yeah. Right?
So anyway, what I'm getting at is there'll be a lot of different political persuasions there. Congressman Cramer for a full hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow. Come ask him a question right there on the Dakota Flicker Tail stage. Then after the show, we're going to do an after the show show. On the Dakota Flicker Tail stage, Daryl Leese of the North Dakota Farm Bureau will join me. These will be on Facebook Live, so if you're not at the fair, you can participate, but we'd love to have you actually be there because we won't be able to take your questions during the event. So that's on Wednesday, and we'll do an ag panel and welcome folks from farmers, ranchers, anybody in the ag community to join us. We have panelists because we are going to talk more about this whole weather modification deal, okay? And we had a conversation about that earlier. And a few, actually, on the air, and a number of counties are considering whether or not they want to opt out now of doing any kind of cloud seeding, and it's been a hot topic with the drought, so we're gonna tackle that, the farm bill, and some trade things after the show. So looking forward to that. Daryl and I will do that. And then we'll follow Daryl over and do the racing pigs after the show. It's going to be a grand Wednesday at the fair. Thursday, same thing, live on the air, and the after the show on Thursday, we got a doozy plan for you. With a lot of prizes. What's on your mind? Hats. That's pretty fun. We have concert tickets. Yes. What else do we have? We have a $500 Yeti cooler. Yes. Isn't that nice? The folks from Energy Transfer Partners, actually, the Dakota Access Pipeline folks, have donated that, and we're going to give that away. We're there.
Is it called the Return of the Yeti cooler?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Now the nice thing about Thursday event after the show, we've got Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner. We have Kerry Cutting from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We have a presentation that kids get in schools, but you and I don't get a chance to get it. It is a run-through, a little overview of all of the different petroleum products, that you use in your daily lives that use petroleum products, like, for instance, your smartphone. Okay? That's a prime example. And guess what? Anybody in your house do slime? You know how many different products in slime come from petroleum products? A lot. And Haley, youngest member of the Hennon family, my daughter Haley is going to come along, and she's going to do a little slime station for kids. And we'll tell you about all the products there. So anyway, we've got a nice little lineup. That's going to be a blast. Really a lot of fun. that we're doing, and more panelists as well. We'll tell you more about that as we get closer. But the title of the panel is Energy. What's in it for you? So Ryan Rauschberger talks about the economic impacts and the positive from all of energy. All right? Coal and wind and oil and gas and all of that, right? And petroleum price, how are they used in your everyday life? Kerry Cunning's got a really fun presentation about that, so you won't want to miss that on Thursday. Then Friday, we're doing some technology drone. We actually have a UAS, Unmanned Aerial System, live and in person where you can get up close and see it. And so that'll be on Friday. We're going to be there Friday broadcasting from the Call Before You Dig tent. Call 811 before you dig. We always enjoy our time with them, and they give away so many things you can't even believe it. So it's under the big white tent on Friday. So I'm super excited for the fair. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the show and the after-the-show show on some fun topics. If you're at the fair, please find us. Please join us. Really easy to find. The kind of main entrance there when you enter from the north and the south, rather. When you enter from the south, headed north on the little walkway. So the midway would be on one side of you, the big white tent on the other, the stage is right there. Okay? So look forward to seeing you. Why else am I super excited, Todd? Any ideas why else I'm the number two on the list of my super excited list?
Any
ideas?
Number two. I mean, heck, that's a huge, huge number one.
It's a huge number one, the fair. Number two is a new survey. Every state in the nation was surveyed related to Donald Trump's approval rating. Okay? Where is Donald Trump, the job he's doing as president, how do you think he's doing? Okay, that question. And North Dakota is second only to West Virginia as the highest approval rating for Donald Trump. Now, why does that make me super excited? It makes me super excited because, as God is my witness, ladies and gentlemen, I love this state. I love calling North Dakota home. And I love, while most of the rest of the nation is in some sort of hand-wringing mode, not all, I think there are 9 states out of the 50 that there is more approval than disapproval, but the majority of the states are, they're hand-wringing, okay? And some are flat-out nuts, right? I mean, you know, Vermont and, you know, the states that wouldn't vote for Donald Trump if 100% of what he said he was going to do, he did, and it completely transformed the economy. There were more jobs. There was less regulation. Everything worked perfectly. Utopian America. They wouldn't. They'd find some reason to think it wasn't free. We're never going to win those folks. Here's what I'd like to do with some time we have today in this first hour. Those of you in that 59%, those North Dakotans that support what Donald Trump is doing, why? Let's show the rest of the country, you know, the 41 states that are doing the hand-wringing, and the states other than North Dakota and West Virginia that are, you know, just barely above 50, what it is we like about the guy. What do you most like about Donald Trump that is leading to his current approval rate? And by you sharing that, maybe we get some other people to think at a minimum, right? Let's not go for the whole enchilada. Full-throated Trump supporter, yes, I'm in approval. Just get him to think a little bit about what it is. So what if you had to pick one thing about Donald Trump, the president of the United States, that would lead to you having a favorable opinion of him, as North Dakota does, second highest in the country only to West Virginia. We're like at 59%, 58 or 59. I'm trying to find the story. I had it in my pile, but can't find it here. How about that? So why? What is that? Here's how you tell me. Call me. You know, we could just talk. That's still possible. Did you know that, Todd? You can actually just talk to people. You don't have to text them. You don't have to Snapchat them. You don't have to email them, text them, you know, comment on their Facebook page. You can just talk to them. Kind of a novel concept, yeah. I'm old-fashioned. I like that best. So if you want to just tell me so we can talk, you can call us at 258-0550. That's the local number, 701-258-0550. Toll-free from wherever you're at, 800-228-0550. 855-212-0550. The 24/7 comment line at 855-200-1776. You can leave a message there. Or you can text. It's you know, for some it works well. If you get your earbuds in, you're typing away on your work stuff, but you're listening to what's on your mind. Number one, God bless you. We love you. Thank you very much for doing that. And number two, we understand that you can't call and tell the rest of your coworkers that you're listening. So texting works for you, 701-367-2054 for me or Todd at 226-8503. Or go with the ancient email, but we still get them, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And honestly, we welcome all forms of communication. So tell me one thing. What's the top thing that leads to your approval of President Donald Trump? Because I'm so glad you get it. I'm so glad you're done with the old way of politics. I'm so glad you're unafraid of a disruptor and someone that's going in there to do everything he possibly can to change the trajectory of this country and make America great again. Love it, love it, love it.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. And Vince, Hot Springs invented the hot tub and the saltwater spa system. Tell us about how Hot Springs does it better than anybody else.
Well, we did invent the hot tub, portable hot tub, that is, in 1977, and have truly been an industry leader throughout the last 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary. In 2009, we introduced the Ace saltwater system. Only hot tub company out of over 100 manufacturers where we actually make our own saltwater system. It's called Ace. And it's very unique in how it works compared to most salt systems in that we're making 5 natural organic cleaners, including high energy active oxygen, which is great for the skin and it kills bacteria.
You have a video on your website talking about other brands that are claiming to have a saltwater system that is not so. Remind us why you'd want a saltwater system.
Well, on most hot tubs out there, you don't, because it truly, a salt system in the way it was designed will void the hot tub's warranty. Here's where Ace is different in that we're not just a chlorine producer. We're producing 5 different cleaners through our technology. I'm not going to get into it, but it's diamonds. We're producing 5 different cleaners, including high energy active oxygen. And why you'd really want it, the water feels great. It smells great. And you don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out. It's a great experience.
Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Check out that website to learn more about Hot Spring Spas Ace salt water system.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome. Next hour, by the way, Cody Schultz will join us. He is a Morton County Commission chairman. You can't believe what Dakota Access Pipeline protesters have admitted to in the way of damaging, burning machinery, cutting into pipe. of the Dakota Access Pipeline. They're proud of this, ladies and gentlemen. They're proud of it. You can't. We're going to talk about that with Cody Schultz, and also just moving forward and how you protect against this in the future. Also, Josie Vedder Johnson will join us, and she has been part of that effort coordinating who needs hay, where are CRP acreage. Remember, we had the farmer, Mr. Sproul, from Grand Forks on last week, talking about his coordinate. He first offered up his CRP and found a farmer that needed it, and then it just went viral. And now they're doing this incredible coordination effort, east and west, to do this, which I just love. So Josie's at the State Fair. She's going to give us an update on that as well. This hour, big question on the table. North Dakota, second only to West Virginia, the highest approval rating of Donald Trump in a new poll. Why? What for you is the reason you support what Donald Trump's doing? Jim in Fargo, go ahead.
Good morning, Jim. He is carrying out his agenda that he ran on.
Are you there, Jim?
Hello?
I'm hearing you, Jim. I guess Scott isn't hearing you.
Oh, okay. We got a little technical glitch. Hang on, Jim. Manny, we got a little technical push this button, that button, and I might be able to hear Jim. But right now, I can't hear. Manny?
Hello?
Are you working this so I can hear Jim? Todd can hear Jim. I can't hear Jim.
Yeah, hello?
Now I got you, Jim. Yes,
there
you pushed
we go.
This button and plugged that in and... Hang on to
Put
that
another
thing
quarter in, Manny, so we can get through the show here.
We've got it there, exactly. Now, Jim, take it away. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, two reasons. I guess he is carrying out his agenda that he ran on for the most part. And the second thing that I'm probably the most excited about is he's not letting that human debris press and Democrats set the narrative. He's setting the narrative, and that's something that is so refreshing to me. We've always, the Republicans and the... I've always reacted instead of initiating anything, and he sat there and he responds. He doesn't just sit there and play rope-a-dope. That is so refreshing to me, I can hardly stand it.
There's a report that Steve Bannon has in his office as like giant post-it note of all the promises Trump made during the campaign, and he literally goes line by line to check them off when they get there. I mean, it's very refreshing,
yeah.
Very refreshing to have an elected leader do. Exactly what they said they were going to do, and take it on. Yeah,
I like it.
All right, good stuff, Jim. Thank you very much. Lots of textures here. I trust his decisions, and he gets things done. I have to tell you, that's one area I've had a problem where I wonder. For instance, right now he is really on the attack against Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General. Last night, even tweeting other things about him being beleaguered. And, hey, Sessions, why aren't you going after the Clintons and everything else? This would be the equivalent of Todd and I doing that. You know, Todd, if he'd do his job, maybe we could get some more things done around here. Just put yourself
in
the...
I've been hearing that crap for 30-some-odd years, Scott. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
But my point is... You know, it's kind of makes for a tense workplace situation. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I was screwing up, Todd could call me in and say, hey, you're not doing your job and you really need to get to it. That's one thing. But to publicly sort of berate me. Now, I am at the point with Donald Trump that I got to believe the guy has a method to the madness when it comes to those kinds of things. When that's sort of that palace intrigue and whatever. And what I think is going on with Sessions right now is that he has lost trust in him, and he just assumed that, you know, rather than actually say you're fired, that Sessions stepped down, and that maybe that would, in turn, make Robert Mueller a little more cautious about what he's doing. I don't know. But I'm going to go with the texture here. The listener is saying, I trust his decisions. You almost at this point have to. You almost at this point have to say, okay, unless I'm led to believe otherwise, or you give me reason to believe otherwise, I'm just going to believe you have a reason for that. And I do believe Russia has become a very unhealthy obsession by the swamp, by the media, and that Trump is a fighter. And so he is going to go at this full on to take it on until it goes away. because it is sucking oxygen, no doubt about it, you know, from the larger discussion, at least, on some of these issues. But trusting his decisions, and he's getting things done. Good ones. All right, what else? Scott, one thing, people like CNN, prominent Democrats, and local liberal radio personalities are against him. So that tells me he must be doing something right. A little reverse psychology there. Right, I like that. Another, I love Trump's willingness to fight. Seems like the rest of the GOP is in the corner, curled up in the fetal position. Trump is the only hope the GOP has for survival. Good points there, too. How about for you? If you're in the camp, and North Dakota is in a big way, second only to West Virginia, and its approval of Donald Trump bucking the trend of the rest of the country, I'm super excited about that. I said it again, super excited. I just think that is, it speaks volumes, ladies and gentlemen. Speaks volumes. I so trust the gut of North Dakotans, I can't even tell you. I just think that's a big deal. Why do you think that way? What is it about Trump that caused you to think that way? Karen and Fargo, what do you like about Trump?
Well, I would not give him an approval on a survey, but I do love Mrs. Trump, Melania Trump. She reminds me of Jackie Kennedy.
I do, too. Her story is amazing. You know, her life story and what she's come from and what she's, you know, to come from absolutely nothing and then build the modeling career that she did and obviously a mother now and taking on some issues. I agree with you. I think actually she helps him politically. I think really the whole family does. Hard not to see that family and not see incredible accomplishment and a nice family. So I think people who maybe don't pay attention to the tick-tock of politics, this passed, this didn't, you said this, what about that, would tend to agree with you and maybe make that for a reason to say elected. Good point.
In Paris, John Kennedy said, I'm the man who came with Jackie Kennedy. To me, that's what Melania Trump is. Donald Trump came with her.
Yes, interesting, Karen. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Texter says he speaks in common language, not Washington speak. I like that, too. I like President Trump because he doesn't act like all those other political people who have the need to be politically correct. He's great. Another, my favorite thing about Trump is that he doesn't hide behind political correctness. He calls it like he sees it, and I appreciate that. It's been a long time since we've had a leader that doesn't cave to the status quo. Another, Trump lessened regulations, empowered the states. Nowhere near enough attention has been on that, although I think it ultimately will come in the form of a growing economy and more jobs. But he has been a juggernaut on that, which is something he can control outside of Congress. Love it. What's your answer?
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From Medora, and we've been talking about Bully Pulpit Golf Course, one of the best on the planet for sure, but there's a lot to do at Medora. Well, give me some suggestions on what to pair up with golf at Medora, Casey.
Well, absolutely, especially after a morning round. You know, there's a lot of day left, and Medora, as North Dakota's number one tourist destination, is just a great spot to do all kinds of fun things, and it's kind of the entertainment hub for North Dakota. So, you know, every day at 1 o'clock through August 19th is going to be the Jared Mason Show. Just a wonderful act. You know, he's an old Burning Hill singer. The Teddy Roosevelt, the salute to Medora is at the Old Town Hall every day. The Gospel Brunch goes 4 days a week, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays this year. And it's just a blast. It really is.
And, of course, that musical every year is just absolutely 100% all-American entertainment that is just fantastic. Medora.com to get tickets or 1-800-MEDORA-1, toll-free. For your tickets, 1-800-MEDORA-1 or Medora.com. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
All right, folks, back on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Trump, what do you like about him? North Dakota's the second highest approval rating in the country for Donald Trump. Why? What is it about Donald Trump that you like? You know, and by sharing your answer, maybe we'll wake up some of the other states that are a little slow to get to the party. Or have gone soft a little bit from the bumpy ride the first 6 months have been. And I think they've really been bumpy because basically he's fighting not only the Democrats, not only the swamp, the deep state, they call it, in Washington, D.C., but also the media. Media's been every bit. I saw a chart yesterday of what do the American people care about and what is the media covering. For instance, the Russia thing, Congressman Cramer tweeted this out. It was appropriate after his MSNBC interview. And I think Russia was single digits that the American people cared about, right? They were really concerned about the media coverage, like 72%. It's, you know, so that they're an enemy there. 100% all the way. All right, back to the phones in a moment after a word for H.A. Thompson and Sons. 1908 is when it all started for H.A. Thompson and Sons. So you know when you call them. You're going to get quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. They have a cost-effective environmental maintenance agreement now available to you if you're a building or business owner. And they maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains, which allows you to control costs. It works. Commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot. They got services all throughout the region. Find out more at hatandsons.com. hatandsons.com. Ron, Bismarck, what do you like about Donald Trump?
Well, if I had a half hour, I could tell you the whole picture, but one specific thing
In 1952, Lyndon Baines Johnson was a U.S. senator at that time, and he put a law through that was signed by Dwight D. Eisenhower, muzzling the mouths of the pastors. You have to apply for a 501c3 in order to then be a tax deduction on your federal taxes. And that's because pastors in Texas were exposing Lyndon Baines Johnson as a crude, horrible guy he was. That got passed in 52. In 2009, the National Defense Authorization Act had an amendment to it called the Matthew Shepard Amendment, which then muzzled the pastors' mouths even more. Well, about three, 4 weeks ago, Donald Trump, by executive order, overthrew both of those, so pastors can now tell the truth from the pulpit. That's one remarkable thing most people don't know about.
That's a very good one. Donald Trump is obsessed with getting rid of the Johnson Amendment, what you just described. Obsessed with it. Has talked about it repeatedly. By the way, has had faith leaders in the Oval Office with him regularly during his presidency, which is no small thing. It's also a little bit unusual that he's unafraid to say, hey, they're here, they're praying for me, with me. And I think that's a huge attribute on Trump. You're exactly right. This hasn't happened before, but we have on the line right now, on line two, all the lines are full, and keep calling. We'll get you all in. 800-228-0550, locally at 258-0550. We have two Kellys, both from Williston. So I'm going to put you on together. How about that? So hang on here. Kelly one, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. And Kelly two, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Never happened before. On the screen at the same time, one on line two, one on line five, two Kellys from Williston. So I thought we'd have some fun and pair you up. So Kelly one, the one that spoke first a moment ago, what do you most like about Donald Trump?
I love the fact that he supports Israel, that he loves Israel. Anyone that supports and blesses Israel, Israel is blessed. And I guess I kind of fell in love with both him and Melania on the campaign trail, especially when Melania got up and recited the Lord's Prayer. I thought that was the greatest thing ever. So,
do you remember that? Was that still during the campaign? I was thinking it was her first appearance with him as president somewhere. It was a rally. I remember that, but I thought it was actually during their presidency, not during the campaign. But either way, that was...
I thought it was on the trail. I know it was at a rally, but I thought it was on the trail. But maybe not. Could be wrong.
Might have been. Kelly, okay, the other Kelly, what do you most like about Donald Trump?
Two qualities that the man has. He has grit and dogged persistence. And he knew that was going to be a tough job, and he's the guy that can push somebody up a hill they do not want to climb.
Given the fact that we have a $20 trillion debt, we have a porous border, we had ISIS kicking our butt, and a depleted military that they're trying to replenish, can you think of anything better, Kelly, too, in the way of traits that you just described for the current president of the United States to have?
In my line of work, those are the two things that matter the most.
It's absolutely the man for the time. I couldn't agree anymore. I get a little wobbly on some of the, you know, sort of sideline issues. Like this Jeff Sessions thing right now. I, for instance, there's a big vote today in the Senate on health care. John McCain's back, and they're going to vote evidently first for, hey, let's have the debate. Only in Congress do they have a vote to say, should we actually do what we came here to do? Hello. But anyway, they're doing that. And then they'll go on to, you know, repeal, replace, whatever, depending on what they have the votes for. And to me, you know, he's in Ohio today, perfect opportunity to rally troops, really put some pressure on the Senate, and then he's on the side taking swipes at Jeff Sessions. I don't get it. But I've gotten to the point where he's
frustrated. He's got it, though. You touched on it before. He has a method, and he is focused on getting that done, and whatever it takes for him to achieve that goal, he will do it.
Kelly, one, you agree with that? You okay with the sideline stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, he's a businessman. He has made himself a billionaire throughout his life. That's come through hiring and firing. There's people that are either going to do the job right or not. I don't take it personal if he has to get rid of Sessions. I don't think Sessions should have recused himself. I thought it was a weak move, and Donald Trump is not about weakness.
Don't take this the wrong way either, Kelly, but I love you both. I love you both. I absolutely do, and I'm a happily married man. But anyway, I just think the confidence and the way to see through all of the smoke and hear through the noise is unique to our great state. I love the way North Dakotans think. Thank you both very much. Call again. Love your wisdom, and we'd love to have you back. 800-228-0550. Mike in Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. What I like about Trump is what he did for the Supreme Court, appointing Gorsuch. That's one of many things, especially what he done for Dakota Access, getting that approved, the Keystone, to get it resubmitted. Rounding up the M13 gang there, the immigration deal there, getting them chipped out, and getting the feds into Chicago, trying to help out a little bit there, try to get violence down. I mean, I could go on and on and on about all the good things Trump. And he doesn't take any pay for it. He gets the paycheck, he donates to charity, help other things, you know. I mean, he's the only president I know in the history of the United States that gets ostracized and ridiculed for doing his job. You know, it's amazing.
Now, I love
the guy.
I love him, too. I honestly do, and I think he's the right man for the right time. I just want to ask you just play a little bit of devil's advocate for a minute.
Sure.
First of all, I agree with everything you said that he's done. I also agree that he deserves credit for it. I think it bugs the living daylights out of him to the point of distraction that he doesn't get credit for it. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. That's just one little thing. Because Ronald Reagan was a great president, too. I think we...
Yeah.
Would agree, and again, the right man for the right time. But he lived by a motto that there was no limit to what a man could do or where he could go if he didn't mind who got the credit, right?
Right.
Clearly Donald Trump wants to get the credit. Are we okay with that, that he's just a showman and that's part of his fighter tenacity and that he's out there? And really, when he's fighting to say, I deserve credit for that, he's as much saying it for us, the people that voted for him and wanted those things done. But what do you get about that? That he's so consumed about, you know, getting the credit for stuff or getting attaboys, if you will, for what's been done.
Well, he's got a big ego. He didn't get to where he is today by doing things and sit back and let everybody else get credit for it. There's nothing wrong with that. He's got a big ego, and he should get credit for it. I mean, single-handedly, without much help from the Congress or the Senate, turned this country around. You know, of course. Everybody knows who's doing it, you know, whether he gets the credit or not. His supporters let him know. So.
Yet another very good point. Name me somebody in Washington, D.C. doesn't have a big ego. They're hard to find. It's 99.9 to 0.01%. It's not a good trade for Trump or anybody, in my mind. Nonetheless, it's a product of somebody that has the DNA to be in a job like that. Good point, Mike.
Right.
Once again, great point. Thank you. Appreciate it. Chris is on the road. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Long list, but top three things I like about Trump is his support for the veterans, his America First policy and all of his decisions, and he closes all of his speeches with God bless. Thank you.
And you sort of feel like he's not just doing it to do it, check a box, but actually believes it, don't you? Good points. Chris in Enderlin. There's a good part of North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Scott, good morning. What I like most about Trump, and one of the many reasons I voted for him, plain and simply, he loves our country. He wants to see us safe, secure, and he wants us to support ourselves. He wants us to be working instead of relying on the government for all of our needs.
And everything you listed there, quite a few presidents, a Bill Clinton, a Barack Obama, George W. Bush, would probably say, "Yep, I'm with Chris in Enderlin. I'm there." But you do get the sense Donald Trump has it oozing in his veins, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A little bit different, and he's not afraid to go out and actually throw some elbows for it, where others may have believed it. And been raised with it or whatever, I hope. Sometimes I wonder on Barack Obama, you know, the movie 2016 is in the back of my head, given, you know, that he had some family history there of wanting to right some previous wrongs, but that's a whole other show, and thankfully he's history. Thank you, Chris. Good call. Bill on the road. Bruce on the road. And lots of text rolling in. 258-0550. Give us a call.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The short-term success of the opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline are a reason for new legislation in Congress. Congressman Kevin Cramer updates us on that on the next Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
There are companies in states looking at what happened in North Dakota
very closely and what continues to happen. And we're passing two bills this week on the floor, one to modify how the certification process of liquid pipelines across the U.S.-Canadian border, as per the Keystone XL experience, and other pipeline bills as it relates to natural gas pipelines across the country and the permitting process. So we're doing all we can to sort of remove the federal barriers, but this legal battle and the PR battle is much easier to demagogue than it is to explain. And so it's important that all forms of media be employed by proponents as well as the eco-terrorists.
More facts on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Congressman Kevin Kramer joins us today. Keep listening for more of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project right here.
The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Riders Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A little secret. I told you earlier I'm fired up for the fair. What'd I say? Super excited, Todd? Wasn't that the phrase? Super excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounded like the kids. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, we'll be at the North Dakota State Fair broadcasting live from the Dakota Flicker Tail stage every day except Friday. Friday will be under the big tent for our friends from 811 Call Before You Dig. Yeah. And we're doing after-the-show shows on the stage. Ag Issues with Darrell Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau on Monday. We have an all-star lineup on Thursday. Energy, what's in it for you? Did I say Monday? No, tomorrow, after the show with Darrell Lease, and also doing some issues on weather modification, a little debate there. Thursday, Energy, what's in it for you? And Friday on technology, and have a real-life UAS, unmanned aerial system, UAS. And a drone, basically. We're going to have one there you can see, so. Checked it out. The little secret I want to let you in on is that we will be throwing out some of the MyPillow pillows to those that join us for the After the Show show. So another reason to come on by. And I'm bringing. I tried to get the mattresses under my arm, Todd. It didn't work, so we had to go with pillows. But we'll do the Sean Hannity thing. You know, when Sean's on TV throwing out the football at the end of the. End of the broadcast, we'll do something similar to that. I couldn't throw a mattress. I'm too meek. But anyway.
It's kind of hard to do that, I guess.
Exactly. How's your dog loving the pet bed?
Oh, my God. Well, the thing is, they don't want to share. That's another good sign.
Yeah, we have that problem, too. They're shoving each other off. The pet bed is really, really nice. That's a nice new feature. They have the MyPillow mattress now, the MyPillow bed. And, of course, our all-time favorite deal, 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Free shipping for orders over $100. 1-800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Check it out. Okay. Back to the phones here. Bill's on the road. Traveling man, going to tell us what he likes most about Donald J. Trump as President of the United States. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Scott.
All right.
Morning. I met you with Fred last week in Stanley.
Oh, fantastic.
As a former Floridian who now calls himself a North Dakotan for 6 years, I'm just glad Donald Trump is willing to get up and fight and is not politically correct.
A dynamic support services bill, right?
That's it. Yeah.
I remember that. Yes. Just south of Stanley there on Highway 8. So, I remember, Bill. Thank you very much. So glad you... Glad you called in, and it's a nice analogy. I think that's what causes him some problems with folks that do some hand wringing, right? They don't like the fight. They get a little queasy.
Let's get along, please.
Yeah, the snowflake in them comes out, but they don't understand what he's up against in that swamp.
Yeah, there's too much at stake.
Why do you think we get what he's up against more than the people that are in it or, you know, in these bigger states? Why do you think North Dakotans have this figured out better than most?
I think it's just the true grit of the people that are here, and they have to fight the weather and the elements and everything else year round, and they know what it is to get in a fight and go.
Love it. Well, Bill, glad you're here, and the reason you're here is because of an industry that is growing leaps and bounds and has done incredible things over the last 5-10 years, and an industry that has somebody in the White House right now to say enough already, you know, and that is what? More jobs, more energy independence, more places for our markets, more markets for the products that come from USA. So we're glad you're here. We're glad we won over Florida. Okay.
Amen. All right. Thanks, Scott.
All again, Bill. Thank you. Carl in Watford City, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much, except I work for special contracting over in Iraq.
Okay.
And the following orders, I ended up getting 10 years in federal prison, me and about 6 others. So
following orders from whom?
From the United States government.
Okay.
And then when the press found out about it, they blew everything apart. So somebody had to take the blame. So my question is, you know, with Trump in there, I pray to God that he does what he's going to do and brings Hillary to justice.
Well, he seems to be consumed with that right now. In fact, taking on his own attorney general publicly about that. And that was the subject of the tweet last night.
Yes, and I watch that, and, you know, I'm hoping and praying that something's done, because the elite, the Clintons, and them are getting away with things that the public don't know about, or they just fail to turn their head, or they don't want to know.
That's a large part of the reason he has the opposition he does, in my view, in the swamp. Right? Republican, Democrat, bureaucrat, whatever. They see a guy that doesn't follow the old rules, and that worries the daylights out of him. So I'm with you, and I guess he's got a point on Hillary Clinton and the things we do know, whether it's the Ukraine and her campaign or whatever. So good points. Texter says, hey, Scott, the best thing I like about having Donald Trump as president is that he is redirecting our country's moral compass, faith in God, and family values. Very interesting. Emailer. Do I have time for the emailer? I'll show you the emailer on the side of the break. I didn't click enough. More coming up. Full another hour to go. A couple of great guests next hour. More topics. Some breaking news. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I got a call from my brother the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Say, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies. Even if you're retired, there are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.